The agenda for the meeting today is to elect the chairperson of the portfolio committee and also to consider a draft program that will focus on the budget vote, processing of the budget vote. In terms of Rule 129 of the National Assembly Rules, in its first sitting of the portfolio committee needs to elect one of its members as the chairperson. All our members are here, Mr. Singh is also here. And then in terms of that, in terms of the election of the chairperson, I will just go through the procedure. I will call for nomination for the chairperson of the committee. I will note seconders and objections. Thereafter, I will call for any other nominations, if they may be, and ask for any seconder. And if there's only one nomination, we will declare the candidate the chairperson. If there is a second nominee, then we will do a voting through a show of hands. I will start with the election of the chairperson. I am going to ask for nomination for the position of chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Public Enterprises. I recognize the honorable member.
Thanks, Secretary of the Committee. My name is Zukiswa Rantho. I nominate Honorable Dipuo Letsatsi Duba as the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Public Enterprises. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Member. May I note any seconders?
Thanks, Secretary. My name is Moses Tsegi. I second the nomination of Honorable Letsatsi Duba as chairperson of the committee.
Thank you, Honorable Member. Tsegi, may I ask if there's any objection? There's none. Any other seconder? Any other nominee, in fact, sorry? None. I would like to, in case that there is none, I would like to declare Ms. Letsatsi Duba as the newly elected chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Public Enterprises. And before the chairperson, thank you. Before the chairperson take his seat, I would just like to go through the Rule 129, which stipulates the roles of the role of the chairperson and the powers of the chairperson. In terms of 129.2, it says the chairperson of the committee, subject to the other provisions of these rules and the directions of the committee, presides at meetings of the committee, may act in any matter on behalf of and in the best interest of the committee when it is not practical to arrange a meeting of the committee to discuss that matter. If that matter concerns a request by a person to give evidence or make oral representations to the committee, any other request to the committee, and the initiation of any steps or decisions necessary for the committee to perform its functions or exercise its powers, she will perform the functions, tasks, and duties and exercise the powers of the committee, resolutions of the assembly and legislation may assign to the committee. In the event of an equality of votes on any question before the committee, she would exercise a casting vote in addition to the chairperson's vote as a member. Number three says that the chairperson must report to the committee on any steps taken in terms of the sub-rule 2B, which is acting on behalf of the chairperson of the report to the committee. Those are as far as the role of the chairperson is. Without further ado, I would like to ask Honorable Letsatsi Duba to occupy a rightful position as a chairperson of the committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much, the Secretary of the Portfolio Committee. As they said earlier on, my name is Dipuo Letsatsi Duba, and I would like to say some few words before we can begin with our meeting. That it is an honor and a privilege for me to serve this committee, and also to serve our people at this level. And it is our belief that together, irrespective of our political affiliation, we are going to make sure we contribute to the programs of this department and play our oversight role effectively so, to make sure that we make our country a better one. In particular, in relation to job creation, we will all of us hold one other's hand, because probably we are all new in this field. Wherever we are lacking, we must just hold each other's hand and move forward. It is also my philosophy to say that there's no stupid question or idea. Our ideas are welcome, all of us, as long as they are constructive and they are there to make sure we take our country forward. Also, again, we are brought together here as one family. We might not like each other because of we are brought here together by our different constituencies. Then we become one family. And once we become one family, then the objective is also one, that we are here to serve and serve our people diligently so, and with pride and dignity. In these few words, I would like to say thank you very much for electing me as the chairperson, and we are all in this thing together, all of us. And before we can proceed with the program, I just wanted us to introduce one another by standing and saying who you are, what were you doing before, and what you are doing briefly. And from there, we will proceed with our meeting. We have already started with the secretary. He has introduced himself. And I'll also do the introduction again. For me, I'm Dipuo Letsatsi Duba. I've been the MEC of Health and Social Development in Limpopo. I'm from the African National Congress. The introduction should also go to the support staff, not only honorable members. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. My name is morning, honorable members and colleagues. My name is Rodney Mnisi. I'm a content advisor to the community. I deal with the content support that was provided, strategic input, quality assurance to the documents. Before coming to Parliament, I was a sector specialist for economic growth and infrastructure cluster, supporting cabinet and the economic cluster in the central province.
Thank you, and we'll go through this. I think we'll start with the complete data pack.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Natasha Michael. I'm the DA Shadow Minister for Public Enterprises. This is my second term in Parliament. I was the Shadow Minister of Public Enterprises for 2 years before this. Before I came to Parliament in 2009, I was a City Councillor in the Tshwane Metro for 9 years, and I hail from Victoria County.
Thank you, Natasha. Now I can be able to put the name to the face. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Eric Marais.
second term in office as Member of Parliament. I was previously also serving on this committee for 2.5 years, and I'm an MP from the Western Coast. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now we can see we have veterans here who are not lost. Next.
Good morning, honourable members and the staff. I'm Zukiswa Kula Rando. My origin is from Johnsonville in the Eastern Cape, but I stay in Alwa North. I'm married with 2 children. I'm happily married. It is my second term in this parliament. I was in the NCOP the last term. I was a whip of the committee of the select committee on education and recreation. I was also the provincial whip of the Eastern Cape during the term. It is my first time to be part of the economic cluster. I think with the experience that I see in this committee, the content advisor, the members that are in this committee, I am going to be much empowered. As much as I was shocked to get into this committee saying, oh, economic, but I can see that I am getting there with the documents that I have already read. I think I am capable of making it work in this committee. Thanks, Chairperson.
Next.
Thanks very much, Chairperson. My name is Moses Seri. I'm new here in the National Assembly, obviously new in the committee. I've been the chief whip of the majority party in the province of Limpopo, in the Makhado municipality. I've been the spokesperson of the Department of Public Works and Economic Development, Environmental in the province. As I've said, I'm new here in the, this is my very first time.
Next.
Yeah, good morning, Chairperson and colleagues. Firstly, congratulations on your appointment. My name is Naren Singh. I'm from KwaZulu-Natal. I've been around this hallowed place here since 1994, starting off as a senator in 1994. Scared. We still keep the title of senators with Jackson Mtembu and others. I've served as MEC for 10 years in KwaZulu-Natal from 1997 to 2007. And I've returned to National Assembly to serve on various portfolio committees. First time on public enterprises, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm from the IFP.
Next.
Thanks, Chairperson, and good morning. My name is Moses Noni Sixter from KwaZulu-Natal. I've been here for quite some time. This is my third term as Parliament, serving in the Correctional Services. And this is the first time to be in this public enterprise committee, and I hope I learned a lot. Thanks.
Thank you. Next.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Gelina Banda. I'm from Northwest. I was previously an official in the Northwest Legislature. Thank you.
Good morning, Chairperson and honorable members, staff. My name is Freddie Adams. My third term in Parliament, previously 2.5 terms in the NCOP, serves on various committees as chairperson, as whip, provincial whip, previously the chair of select committee on economic development, mining and energy, and serves in various other committees. I look forward to a fruitful working relationship with the committee and the chair and the staff. Thank you.
Good morning, honourable members and members of the committee. My name is Khoto, surname is Murakwena from Economic Freedom Fighters.
Hi, morning, honourable members. I'm Lee Bramwell. I'm the parliamentary researcher, so I'll be assisting you with any research information that you require. and if you need any other information, you can request it from me as well. Thank you very much.
Good morning. My name is Eunice Abrams, a monitor from the Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Morning, honourable members and my colleagues. My name is Yandiswa Talenjinga. I'm a committee assistant for the Portfolio Committee. My job is to provide administrative and logistical support to the Portfolio Committee by organizing committee meetings inside and outside Parliament, oversight visits, and study tour. Thank you very much.
Hi there, good morning everybody. Khalid Sayed is my name. I'm the parliamentary liaison officer to the Minister of Public Enterprises, Lynn Brown. My previous work I was the researcher for the ANC caucus in the Western Cape Provincial Legislature. Yeah, thank you.
Good morning, Chairperson and honourable members. My name is Thobani. My surname is Mateza. Originally, I'm from a place called Mabatia. Now I'm attached to the Ministry of Public Enterprises in the Office of Deputy Minister. Before then, I was heading the Social Transformation Cluster in the ANC Research and Development Unit. Thank you.
Good morning, Chairperson and the Honourable Members. My name is Yoli Salando. I work in the Communications Unit here in Parliament, and I will be providing communication and media liaison support for the committee, working closely with the Chair. I've been in Parliament for 6 years. Before then, I was in Pretoria for 4 years, working for Government Communications and Information. Thank you.
Thank you very much, honourable members and colleagues. We now know who is here, and without wasting much of time, according to this agenda, we are supposed to do the consideration of our program, the draft program. We will request the secretary to take us through the draft program. Over to you, Kisan.
The program, as it reflects, is in your the document that you have been given. In terms of the focus areas for this particular term, the committee has been given a mandate to finish to process budget vote the budget votes of the department, because we have to work in a very stringent time frame. The next meeting of the committee will be on the 2nd of July, during which the committee will be given a presentation on the budget vote process, how it works, and a parallel presentation will be made through a training that has been organized for members of parliament. The second presentation will be on the providing a sector overview and the relevance and importance of the budget of the department. That will be done by the content advisor. And then a presentation on the analysis of the budget vote by the researcher. All these documents have been included. It was in the package. We have given you the analysis and the sector overview that has been prepared already. Then the week of the 2nd of July, we will be having a whole day meeting. It means in the morning slot, it will be in-house. Then on the at 2 o'clock on that day, we'll invite the department to present their strategic plan and budget presentation, which will be interrogated by the committee. And then on the 9th of July, we will do a consideration of that report. We will be having a draft report which the committee will be interacting with, and also looking at the recommendations that we're making in terms of the strategic plan of the department, whether it's in line with the developmental goals of government and whether it is it's aligned with the budget, the strategic plan is aligned with the budget of the department. So that will be then the next week it will be the extended public works extended public committees, which will be considering all the reports of the committees and the budgets, and that's where the debate will be taking place. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Secretary. Do we have any questions of clarity or inputs to the draft program? I think you want to? Oh, okay.
Just on the dates, just to check from the secretary if there's interaction taking place between secretaries, to ensure that some of these meetings do not clash, especially for honorable members who serve in two or three other committees. Are you talking? Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much. Any other issue which members would like to raise? If there's nine, we'll confine ourselves to this and then we'll request the House to adopt this program for now. Mr. Singh?
I propose adoption.
Okay. And any seconder? Mr. Mara, thank you very much. I think we have now come to the end of our business of the day. But before that, there's an announcement from the Secretary.
Thank you, Chairperson. Honorable members, there's a document that the committee assistant has given members. It needs your information, what it has, your dietary, your if you've got an official passport, and all the other things that we're going to need when we do logistics for the committee. So if you are unable to finish it by today, then we will make arrangement that members are able to get those things back so that we are able to prepare properly for the committee. Thank you.
Any other issue?
Let me just raise something with members, especially the new members. There is, as the secretary is talking about an official passport, a person may think that the passport that you were using, the ordinary passport that you were using, is an official one. As you were going in and out the country, if you were going in and out the country, you need to have an official passport that you take care from in here in Parliament, so that you are able, if we are going on study tour outside the country, you are able to. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yes, Mr. Sir.
Madam Chair, just on that point, may I suggest that the Secretariat assist those members who are new and who don't have official passports on how they can obtain them. Thank you.
Thank you. I would also like to put my apology in advance. I'll be leaving the country on Saturday, so I won't be available on the meeting on the 2nd. So the committee will be taken care of even if in my absence. I don't know how... Would you like us to have a co-chair or what? You will guide me on this one. Okay. And lastly, we are looking forward for fruitful engagements and robust oversight, because we have seen in the past portfolio committees, they become very weak when they're supposed to do their work. And we expect this committee to be really hard, because if we don't become hard on ourselves, we won't be able to achieve. And I'm looking forward to work with you as brothers and sisters and as colleagues for that matter, and we'll have a very vibrant committee. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. I nearly closed a door for yes, Honorable Mare.
Thank you, Chair. No, I just want to say the secretary would actually can stand in what I'm saying, that I normally attend 90% plus of my committee meetings, but I do have a prior arrangement for the 2nd of July, so in advance, please put an apology for the 2nd of July. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The meeting is adjourned, honorable members and colleagues.